Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Not with you, with ya. Rick Tittle with ya. Not gonna do. Prudent at this juncture, 1,000 points of light. I saw last night that the Nashville Predators bragged about how that they were the second loudest crowd in the NHL this year. First of all, don't brag about being second in anything. It's pretty weird. So anyway, I never understood that when you've got then they say, here's the noise meter, pump it up, or the stupid Seahawks fans, we're the loudest. Or you can't even do audibles because we're the loud. It's just, all it does is just crack everybody's eardrums. But I get it. If you want it to be like a rock concert or whatever. But even at a rock concert, don't you want to? It's like spicy food. Do you want your tongue to go numb? I actually know a couple guys like that, like, my whole face is numb, this is so awesome, I can't taste anything anymore, and my tongue is... So, I guess I get it if you want to say, hey, we're the loudest, who knows, but the Memphis Predator, same place, Nashville Preds, we're the second loudest. And by the way, only a 6-hour drive away from the second biggest ball of yarn in North America. Let's go check it out. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, sportsbyline.com, streaming along, click listen live. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and 35 million homes, Tittlening Sports with Rick Tittle is a Facebook page, and at Rick Tittle on Twitter. Come on back.
And now today's cleaning tip from Tub of Towels Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes. Most people are disinfecting more frequently these days, but did you know there's a difference between disinfecting and cleaning? Cleaning is the first step before disinfecting, and is needed on a regular basis to remove germs, dirt, and dust from surfaces. Plus, keeping a clean surface helps minimize the growth of future germs. And now a word from Tub of Towels.
Tub! Oh, towels! Tub! Oh, towels!
At Tub of Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tub of Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 30,000 five-star reviews. Find Tub of Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I saw Rick Tittle at the laundromat last night, and I was hella checking him out. I just kept staring at him, and he played like I wasn't even there. I be like that.
Wow, that is some messed up stuff. All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Michael Hebert. He has been named the Upper Deck My MVP winner, which basically means he is the super fan of not just the Oilers, but now the entire National Hockey League. Michael, welcome to the show. I know you got $3,000, but you got something worth way more than that. You're getting your own Upper Deck card.
That is correct. Yeah.
That's priceless.
Money can't buy that.
No, exactly. Another way of saying it. So, I always wonder with these super fan things, how much of it, because I know some people act like a complete jackass, like, look, I painted my house this, and I'm wearing feathers, and I painted my face green. To me, that's more of just a weirdo. So how do you show that you're a super fan, but yet you have to stick out, too? So how did you do it?
Yeah, I'm none of those things. My house is a very normal, maybe lackluster kind of beige. I started a podcast a few years ago that was Edmonton Oilers related, and I like to think I won because of how much I've used hockey as a means of giving back to the community. I've used the Oilers and my love for the Oilers as a means to host some charity hockey games and raise awareness for various different things. I think that's, if I got any support from anybody, that's the reason why. It's certainly not for how well I paint my face or how much memorabilia I have. I'm as much a fan as anybody, and all of the contestants were as deserving. There was a Predators fan that was you know, he wears a mask to every game, and he's a lucha, and he's pretty hardcore. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what classifies as a super fan, but he certainly would be one as well.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking about how the Preds last night bragged that they were the second loudest, and I'm like, you don't brag about being second anything. I mean, come on. But for you, let me ask you, how old are you?
I'm 45.
All right. So you remember the Gretzky years?
Absolutely. Yeah. How could you not if you're my age?
Right. So I'm about 10 years older than you, so I definitely remember those times. For you, I want to ask you about Coach Mack, because as a Sharks fan, and I worked the first 10 years of their TV games, and I'm a huge Sharks fan. I love Todd McClellan. He took the Sharks to the playoffs 6 years in a row, and then he got fired because they missed the playoffs. They still had a winning record. I know things didn't go great for McClellan up there. I think one playoffs in 3.5 years or forever it was. But what did you think about McClellan?
Yeah, you know, there were things to love about McClellan and things not to love. I do think that, you know, there's more to it. I guess my question was always, you know, with the San Jose Sharks, he did so well there, it seemed, in the regular season, but couldn't get it done in the playoffs when it really matters. And, you know, you start to question that. We're in the same boat with our new coach, Dave Tippett. I mean, he's, you know, got an amazing regular season record, but I think he's under 500 when it comes to playoff success. So, you know, they are two different seasons. I don't know if there's such a thing as a playoff coach and a regular season coach, but I think McClellan might fit into that category of regular season coach.
Well, when you look at your roster, obviously you have arguably the best player in hockey, and then you got in McDavid and in Draisaitl, you got a real sniper there. I'm a big fan of Nugent Hopkins, who's a, you know, kind of anchors that second line on the left wing. What is it going to take for you guys? I mean, are you a Mike Smith guy? What's going to take for you guys to make the next jump?
Yeah, goaltending, definitely. I mean, Mike Smith played better than anybody would have expected. I think he was a surprise, but, you know, he's closing in on my age, and so, you know, how much more can you expect from him? I don't know. But, you know, I mean, you can't fault him for an early exit from the playoffs. It's really about balance for this team. They need, you know, it's great to have a Draisaitl and a McDavid, and as fans, we, you know, we relish in it every single night that we get to watch them play. But it would be nice to see, you know, and down the lineup, some guys that are contributing a little bit more and with some frequency, and that just hasn't happened.
And you got to think too, in that North or Canadian division that we had this year, I mean, outside of the Leafs, I mean, it was really all about the Oilers. So how disappointed are you?
Yeah, it was game one. The Oilers were down 2-1 with about 2 minutes left, and a puck went off an official that kind of led to an empty net goal for the Jets. At that moment, something switched in me, and I just had this gut feel that, you know, the Oilers weren't going to get any bounces this series. And sure enough, that's kind of how it worked out. I've been kind of one to say that it's probably the closest four-game sweep that you'll ever see in hockey. I mean, it was 4-1 goal games in the last three decided in overtime. Anybody that watches their team, and you get upset, and thankfully for me, I'm actually based on the East Coast now. It was 3 a.m. when they lost that final game, and so I was too tired to be super emotional about it. But you know, I would love to be watching my Oilers play hockey in some later rounds. It's exciting, and it's a lot of fun when you can watch your team go down the stretch.
By the way, we do have the giveaway still going on for the Upper Deck MVP complete 250 card set, 5 high series stars and rookie SPs as well. Last question for you. You know, obviously the Oilers had that dynasty, the Flames after they came from Atlanta. They did have a little bit of a moment of the sun up there in the Saddle Dome. But for you, do you look at Calgary as, you know, this pesky gnat that is trying to take fans from Alberta as your main rival, or do you look at Calgary kind of like a brother that you don't like?
Yeah, you know, that's probably pretty accurate. I mean, it is a big rivalry, and I value the rivalry. I love it. I've never, in the years that we were able to watch hockey live in Canada, I've never missed the Battle of Alberta for a number of years, both in Calgary and in Edmonton. I say to everybody, I've got two favorite teams, the Oilers and whoever is playing Calgary. Mm. And I hope the same from Calgary fans. I relish the rivalry and I look forward to it. And I have lots of friends that are Flames fans and they're just not smart enough to realize who the better team is, but it's a good rivalry and one that's good for both teams.
That's Michael Hebert, the winner of the Upper Deck My MVP contest for this year, and can take the title of not just best fan in the NHL, but he's going to have his own Upper Deck card, of which, if you're a sports fan, we're all jealous of that. So congratulations, Michael. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Open lines the rest of the way. 1-800-878-PLAY.
I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. My mommy's job is a knife. I trail to see her and that is life. And that is when the gun.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153. If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a D-O-G. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right. How about that? Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. I've had the guests on. Five up, five down. And that means it's time for open lines. So feel free to come on in and have your say. 1-800-878-PLAY. In the NBA, as I said, the things that make headlines and fractious things. Bill Burr, who does his podcast, you know, he's a Boston guy. And whenever people say, Boston, hella racist, he always responds with, yeah, Boston's got a lot of racism, but he goes, show me a place that's not. You know, he goes, what I hate is when people say Boston's racist, then they act like their town's not racist. Yeah, Boston's got some racism, but tell me where you're from, and then let's just look at the police blotter. Let's look at what's gone down over the years as far as your town. Aha, see? So I can see why people from Boston get a little bit irked by that. And this all came up when, after the Brooklyn Nets took their, have taken, I should say, the 2-0 series lead now up to Boston. They're going to play tonight in game 3. It'll be the first time since Kyrie Irving will be playing at TD Garden since he cried his way off the team 2 years ago. And so he was, asked about the game, and he said, quote, I hope there's no belligerence or racism going on. He's perfectly entitled to his opinion. Now, someone heard that. A reporter said, why, did you get racist comments at the Garden from your own fans? And Irving said that I am not the only guy that can attest to this. Said, huh. So Danny Ainge was then on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston today, and he was asked about that. He said, yeah, Kyrie said that he was getting racism from Celtics fans. And Ainge said, quote, I think that we take those things kind of seriously. I have never heard any of that from any player that I ever played with in my 26 years in Boston. I have never heard that before from Kyrie, and I talked to him quite a bit. Well, listen, regardless of whether or not Danny Ainge ever heard of it, we know that some of the fans there, and I use the word fans in quotes because they're not really fans, they're just jackasses, like any place can have a jackass. But Marcus Smart, one of the best players on the Celtics, last year wrote an article in the Players Tribune. That's that thing Jeter started where no more being misquoted, you write the article yourself with your agent. But Smart said, quote, but the incident that has stuck with me the most, that's had the biggest impact on me, occurred a few years back after a victory at the Garden. I was pulling out of the arena parking lot when I saw a white woman with her 5 or 6 year old son crossing against the light right as the cars were starting to come at them. I had my windows down and I realized something bad was about to happen, so I yelled to her politely that she needed to hurry to get out of the street so the two of them wouldn't get hurt. The woman was wearing an Isaiah Thomas number 4 Celtics jersey, and there were all these other Celtic fans around who were at the game. I figured she'd be cool. Nope, she swung her head around and she said, F you, you effing N-word. So, now listen, it's going to be hard to get that word out of the lexicon of some people. but this is something that Marcus Smart had happen to him. And as I said, I'm always a bit naive because I always think, oh, that's just in movies. People don't really talk like that. And then I grew up and I was like, oh, wait, no, people actually do say that. It's kind of like anti-Semitism. I grew up thinking, oh, that's like the Nazis. And then it's like, no, it's real. I'm like, it is? Talk about naive. Then I turned 49. But Irving and Smart aside, there have been a handful of players over the decades that talked about that. We heard about Mookie Betts at Fenway. But just back to basketball, if you think about the book that Bill Russell wrote called Second Wing, that was his autobiography. He wrote that in the 70s. And he said, when it came to racism in Boston, he said all varieties is how he put it when he was winning championship after championship. I mean, a ring for every finger. So for Danny Ainge to say he never heard about that from players, it makes him sound also naive. And you don't want to be naive when you're a grown man or just a grown-up in general. It's okay to be naive as a kid because you didn't know any better. But once you, and I don't mean like racially, I just mean like when you have to be educated on things. And hopefully you have parents that don't say, like that word just, I never heard, it was never in my house, and not one of my friends would say it. You know, I remember the first time I heard somebody say retarded. I remember it was like a punch in the stomach. Like you can never, even in the 70s, you can never say retarded. It was just and then I met people in college, they go, this beer is so retarded. That joke's so retarded. That class is retarded. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, different cultures. But, anyway, Kyrie Irving says, yeah, I hope there's no racism. If I was Danny Ainge, I would say, yeah, I hope that's true at every game, in every stadium. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, Kelly Oubre making the news today after having, would you call it a frustrating first year with the Warriors? I mean, they gave up a valuable pick and a hefty luxury tax fee to get Oubre, and wildly inconsistent on offense, 31% behind the arc. His worst season since he was a rookie, but a good defender, a guy who can get hot. Didn't play in the playoffs. He was out. But he made $14 million with the Warriors this year, and according to his agent, he's looking for $20 million a year on a long-term deal. Now, him getting 20 a year is going to be difficult. First of all, he seems like an odd fit for teams with cap space that are good, like the Knicks, the Heat, the Raptors, the Mavs. They probably have grander ambitions than adding a journeyman forward. I mean, if Oklahoma City is rebuilding, wouldn't they want to keep him in the first place? Charlotte's going after a center. I mean, San Antonio could be a fit, Memphis too. But $20 million a year, you want a $6 million raise? The Warriors were a minus 4.6 net with him on the floor and a plus 7 off it. In games he played, they were 500. In games he didn't play, they were an 11-5. Now, there were other things out there. He played a lot with a struggling James Wiseman, who was 19 years old. But the Warriors already have four guys who make at least $24 million a year, Curry, Green, Thompson, and Wiggins. That's $160 million in committed salary. So the I know people have said package Wiseman and two possible lottery picks to add a star. Scott Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle said trade Wiseman. He's going to be great. I love him, but he's just not going to fit in. He's not going to help next year. But Oubre's performance this year is far closer to me as a mid-level contract than a $20 million guy. But you never know. We have seen tons of money paid for players who stink. Maybe I shouldn't say stink, but not good. And one other NBA note. as well, is that when you look at the way the Heat have been getting torn apart right now, and you look at Chris Middleton in a pick and roll, I think if you're a fan and you see a pick and roll, you wonder how on earth guys like Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, none of these guys can stop any of that. It's sort of like the veer, or as they call the option. In football, remember when we played De La Salle when I was in high school, they ran the veer. So the quarterback would come, he would either hand it to the fullback immediately, right up the middle, or he would come down the line and he would either pitch it to the tailback who was out wide, or he would fake it and then he would run with it. And if everybody would just stay home, Mike linebacker, tackle the fullback no matter what. What if he doesn't have the ball? Doesn't matter. Spent all week, tackle the fullback every play, whether he has the ball or not. Outside linebacker, you have the quarterback no matter what. But all it would take is a little fake, and the outside linebacker would bite on the running back, and then the quarterback would be gone. And so everybody has to be on the same page. I'm just amazed that today in the NBA, there are pick and rolls going on, and still people don't know how to stop it defensively. It's quite fascinating. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I joined the Army because my father and my brother were in the Army. I thought I'd better join before I got drafted.
Son, there ain't no draft no more.
There was one?
Tittle always goes commando.
Thank you for that. And lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. The Philadelphia Eagles announced some changes to their football ops department, and normally I wouldn't talk about it, but we got some history made, and that is the highest ranking role ever for a female when it comes to the football side of operations, because Philadelphia has hired Catherine Reich as its VP of football operations. Andrew Berry held that title. He's now the GM of the Browns. So Reich will be involved in all areas of football ops and player personnel, all pro and college scouting, contract management, player and staff development, football research. She was the player personnel coordinator past two seasons. Before that, she was 5 years in the CFL with the Argos and the Alouettes. Alouette, gentille, alouette, gentille, plumeur, les yeux, et la tête. But she's risen up as the ranks. I'll say she was an intern in 2015. So, 32 years old, the youngest VP of football ops. Now, you could say the highest ranking in history was Amy Trask with the Raiders, but she was not football ops. So you'll see headlines, highest ranking ever. Not technically true, but I do get it. I mean, normally it would be like, yes, you can run the business, but you don't know crap about football. And now it's like she knows just as much as anybody, in fact, more, because now she's in charge. Now, there is an executive director of football ops and a special advisor to the general manager named Kelly Klein with the Broncos, who also is on that side of things. Interestingly enough, that the Eagles also hired Dave Caldwell. He was the Jags GM, and they said he's going to contribute to evaluation of the team. I mean, that's a this is a guy who, as a GM, and when Jacksonville lost 91 games, the only time he did anything was that AFC title game 4 years ago. In fact, that was the only time they even went to the playoffs when he was a GM. But what a job. Evaluate the team. A little more of that, a little less of that. What do you think of that? Yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY. More Julio Jones rumors. Atlanta has been offered a first-round pick. This is according to ESPN's Diana Russini. I would imagine that that wouldn't be news. Now, we did talk yesterday about how when he said, I'm out of there, that he neutered the leverage that the Falcons had. Because it's like, well, we don't really need to blow you away because he wants to leave. But you'd say, you're going to give up a first-round pick for a guy who's 32 years old and only played 9 games last year? And the answer is yes. Now, Jones reportedly has said his top two picks are the Patriots and the Titans. And A.J. Brown has been relentless in his attempt to lure Jones to Tennessee. And Russini says that the Titans are one of the teams that has talked to the Falcons on the phone about it. But Russini says that the Titans are a long shot. Now, we've talked about how Jones has the highest average yards per game in NFL history at over 95, 95 and a half. The next on the list is 86. Is that Megatron? But last year, he was limited. Why was he limited? It was a hamstring. I'm not, Look, that's a concern, obviously, but I'm not like, it's not like, oh, I had microfracture surgery or I had two obliques. He had a bad hammy last year. He still boasted a 75% catch rate. The financial side of the matter, I think, does present a potential holdup because his base salary of $15.3 million, and then he has $11.5 million the year after that and then in 2023. So this isn't even, it's not even a rental. I mean, you got to think at 35, he's going to be done. So you're going to get the last 3 years of him, which I think will be better than anybody else on your team. Now, if he goes to play with A.J. Brown, you basically have a young Julio Jones because A.J. Brown is a big, strong, fantastic receiver with great hands. Now, Atlanta, the only reason they're interested is they think about if they deal him after June 2nd, they can save that entire salary from the cap, 15.3. And so most people were thinking that what's being offered is a conditional pick, basically a second rounder. And if Jones goes to the Pro Bowl or we go to the playoffs, then it becomes a first round pick. But it's, I mean, if you want Jones, you've already been on the phone before this. Now you're hella on the phone. I also saw an interesting article, and it's talk show fodder, and this is a talk show, by Cody Benjamin, a CBS writer. He ranked the best players in the NFL at age 25 or younger. And 25th, he had Josh Jacobs, which was nice as a Raider fan to see him on this stupid arbitrary list. Number one, he has Lamar Jackson. Number two, Justin Herbert. Number three, Kyler Murray. Number four, Nick Bosa. Five, Jair Alexander. Six, Chase Young. Number seven, Justin Jefferson. Number eight, Joe Burrow. Number nine, DK Metcalf. And number 10, A.J. Brown. I would put A.J. Brown above Metcalf, but remember, those guys were teammates in college. It's pretty crazy. And you might say, where's Mahomes? Mahomes is over that age. Aha! That's why he's not on the list. All right, thanks for that. Couple other NFL notes. The Tim Tebow, no longer number 15, number 85. Brought in Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer drafts Trevor Lawrence. Anybody would have done that. Then drafts Travis Etienne in the second round. Okay. Here comes the Clemson Express. It's not even Mike Mayock. Tebow hasn't played a snap in 9 years in the NFL. But according to a new report, this whole tight end thing is a little bit of a misnomer. ESPN revealed on their show Get Up that Tebow is going to be having a Taysom role type of deal, like he has with the Saints. It's a slash thing. It's what it is. And ESPN says there are many people in camp right now who strongly believe the reason why Meyer brought Tebow in is not to play tight end, but to actually use him in that utility role, that Taysom Hill role we see Sean Payton use in New Orleans. In terms of comparing the two, we always talk about how much Sean Payton loves Taysom Hill. It's obvious over the years, and that same kind of love is what Tebow and Urban Meyer have between each other. It could be a very similar situation, but in terms of football, this is something we could be seeing, end quote. Now, here's the other thing. Do you remember that first national championship by Florida? Who was the starting quarterback? It was Chris Leak. Tebow was the number one recruit coming out of high school. Do you remember what he would do? In the goal line, he would do that jump pass. Anything inside the 5 or 4 yard line, he would run it in himself because he's as big as a linebacker. Tebow is a big man. Or he would fake it and he would just jump up and who would he throw the ball to? A guy like Aaron Hernandez. And that's how they end up winning a national title. Now, Tony Khan, the owner's son, who's now in charge of what they call football strategy. Are you X's? I'll be O's. Or let's make them together. Let's have X's and O's. He said in the offseason that he truly believes that Tebow can help them win. And he talked about the utility role. And he also said basically that's the only way he's making the roster. He's not making the roster as an out-and-out, I'm only a tight end. Tight ends are usually pretty stiff. You know, even a guy like Gronk and Tony Gonzalez and Dave Casper, those guys were stiff. They would block and they would catch. So if you ask Tebow to do that, eh. But remember, he's got zero money guaranteed. He got a league minimum, a $920K. And, you know, why not give it a chance? And one more NFL note, which I think is interesting, with the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Earlier this offseason, when Brian Gutekunst, or Hitler, as Aaron Rodgers called him, he didn't call him that, but kind of. But Gutekunst was asked about Jordan Love, and he said he has a long way to go. Huh. But based on the way his teammates and coaches are talking about him at OTAs, he is the starter. Bortles is the backup. But running back Aaron Jones said on ESPN.com, quote, "You can tell he's just a lot more comfortable out there. Even from communicating in the huddle to the command of the huddle, to just everything. He's had a year under his belt. He's had time to watch and learn. So you can tell it's a little bit different from what it was before. He's going to continue to grow, and I'm happy to be here working with him." And that's nice. Remember, the backup last year was that guy Boyle, and that Jordan Love got no reps. It wasn't like Mahomes behind Alex Smith, be ready, be ready, be ready. No, no, no. Just literally, as Jones said, sit and watch. So with the rift between Rodgers and the front office. And by the way, where's Aaron Rodgers right now? He's in Hawaii with his fiance actress Shailene Woodley, and with his friends Miles Teller and his wife Kelly Sperry Teller. Miles Teller was the actor in that Drum movie where his hands are bleeding. Man, that was a bad movie. But Rodgers has been very open about how I love Rodgers. I mean, Love, he's a great kid. So LaFleur was asked about Love. He said he's definitely matured over the course of the year. You can tell that he's put in his time in this offseason, not only just lifting and running and coming in good football shape, but you can also tell he's put in the time in his craft in trying to continue to work on his mechanics, his fundamentals that are so critical to playing the position at the highest level possible. He's still got a lot to learn. I think he can tell you that, but he's going to take it one day at a time. He goes out there with purpose. I like his mindset right now. End quote. Doesn't that sound like somebody they draft in the sixth round? This is a guy that they moved up to take last year. It still makes no sense. I'm rooting for the kid. I got nothing against him. I kind of thought the Raiders were going to draft. I always think that. Just about everybody. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Yeah, we're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe. Break.
Up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no small.
Rick Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that really hurts my feelings. Remember, the Olympics were supposed to happen in Tokyo last summer. Do you remember that? And then, of course, we had a pandemic. Yes, horrible. Sports were put aside as they should be. So they said, all right, we're gonna have it this summer in Tokyo. Well, they had more outbreaks in Tokyo, and then some doctors said we probably shouldn't have it at all. So they said, all right, to avoid foreigners coming in, no foreign fans. Sorry, you're out. No good. Stay at home. And it's like, all right, I get it. Well, now, the Japanese government has extended a stay of emergency in multiple prefectures until June 20th. And so now they're talking about, especially from the organizing committee president in Tokyo, their Seiko Hashimoto, that in fact all fans will now be banned from the Olympics. By the way, there'll be 15,000 athletes from 200 countries that will be coming in. That's a lot of people. But if you're a fan and you are already in Japan, you might be SOL there as well. Look, just whatever it takes to pull the Olympics off safely, then we'll go ahead and do that. All right, have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday, 9 a.m. pack time.
We don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.